Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what are you drinking these days? Have you noticed that drinking habits of various beverages has changed? Well, I've made a few observations and thinking about that, then I also had to do a little research to see if I was wrong or right, and I was sort of right. Some of my observations include that people want stronger coffee. And as I compare younger folks with older folks, it seems like the younger folks want stronger coffee. Another difference between age groups is that younger people generally drink more water. And, you know, you put a glass of water in front of an older person, they may take a sip, but it still may be full at the end of a meal. Also, another change that I've found interesting is about the iced tea lovers. Iced tea used to be a summer drink. No longer. Iced tea is all climates, all times of the year, whatever occasion, iced tea. So a couple of things that I found in research. First, related to coffee, I didn't really find anything related to strength, but how about number of cups of coffee? And I think that has decreased, and the research says that too. If you live in the Scandinavian countries, your average coffee per day is 4.3. In the United States, it's just a bit over 3 cups a day. Now, remember, that's average. It's interesting that people from the South American coffee-producing countries drink the least coffee, less on an average than 1 cup a day. So as we look around the world, it is very interesting to kind of compare the consumption of coffee. Brazil and Costa Rica are an exception in Latin America. These are coffee-producing countries whose population drinks just over 1 cup of coffee. So they drink a little more than some of those other coffee-producing countries. Well, from the beverage trends people, the people who look at those kinds of things, they say that American drinking habits have undergone a major shift in the last decade. Throughout the 1990s, soft drinks made up nearly one-third of the typical American's liquid diet. But in the last 10-plus years, we have cut back on soda consumption. I think some people are listening to those health messages that say it would be best if we cut back on that. And they have cut back by 16%. So what have we replaced that with? Well, water is one of the things. Bottled water, of course. And twice as many energy drinks. Soft drinks sort of peaked around 1998 and then started going down. In addition to the bottled water, other beverages that haven't increased are sports drinks. And of course, we see lots more advertising about those. Wines and spirits. And that we've picked up a quarter of a gallon per person in the last decade. So that's a lot of extra alcohol. But just in case you are concerned about what's happening to the beer and soda companies, never fear. One of the things they've done to adapt is to add more products to their bottling canning lines. And the other thing they've done that I'm not sure we should be real happy about, unless you own stock in one of those companies, and that is that the same thing that Americans are decreasing, people in other countries like India and China are increasing. Coca-Cola sales in India and China are growing faster than their respective GDPs, their economies. So developing countries and economies are buying more of those kinds of beverages. Well, what about the iced tea? I mentioned that. Well, some pretty good trend study on iced tea. It used to be that was sort of a stuffy drink. That isn't what you chose. If the power brokers, the big business people were going out to lunch, they would have Perrier bottled water, or they would probably have a 3-martini lunch. No more. The change now is with some of those folks, like a lot of regular folks, is that their choice is iced tea. And this has been happening across the United States. For lunch, bar business is at a minimal for lunch, and they are selling lots more iced tea for business lunches. The director of food and beverage at a hotel in Palm Beach says iced tea consumption has doubled in just over 6 months. The sudden attention has caused management to spruce up the image, now serving the iced tea with lemon wheels, cinnamon cloves, and mint sprigs. Got to add a little something there to charge a bigger price. Iced tea is becoming the yuppie drink across the nation. And that increase, it just seems to keep on going up, that increase in the interest in and drinking iced tea. The tea is the same as it always was, mostly brewed products, nothing real exotic other than the way it's served. The big increase has not been in those flavored teas, although I think locally, in the area in Iowa, Omaha, whatever, we do see flavored teas offered, especially, I think, during the summer. But again, that's more an observation than any research on that point. Raspberry flavored tea seems to be a big favorite in the area. Some say consumers are bored with the bland mineral waters and they still want taste without calories. And others say it's economic. Refills are on the house for iced tea in most places. But another theory is that iced tea taps the health consciousness of America despite the caffeine content. Now, iced tea, it isn't exactly a taste sensation, but it does add a little bit of bite to it. And most people think that tea has less caffeine, and usually does, less caffeine than coffee. So if you're going to be making decisions, a little bit of caffeine is a whole lot better than a shot of alcohol or lots of caffeine. If tea producers have their way, America's love affair with tea will continue for years to come. One of the changes of the tea that's on the shelf, is we've had instructions for making sun tea for a long time, which normally would be during the summer, but also a cold brew tea. You don't have to wait around. You don't have to heat water. You don't have to put it in the sun. You just put those tea bags in your cold water, and in a few minutes, you have tea. And, excuse me, people that I've heard talk about it say that it's a good flavor. It doesn't taste artificial or, something other than normal tea, that it does have a good flavor. So, of course, the tea companies are paying attention to this and want to make hay while the sun shines, so-called. So one of the big companies, Twinings of London, is hooking the tea drinkers during their beer drinking years, those younger folks. During the past few years, Twinings has sponsored tea breaks on college campuses. And it would lure the students with some jazz or some other kind of event and then serve tea at the breaks. And one quarter of the student body at a particular university said that students then were asking for tea. So they may not be drinking beer at all their parties, but they certainly are drinking tea for choice. Again, this is based on some universities where there's been some tea put out there by the tea companies to see what will happen. It has had an impact on Princeton, not a school close by, where tea sales climbed 15% in the first month after the college food service switched to this tea product. So it will be interesting where that goes to, whether more kinds of exotic tea, where more places who will offer tea, especially iced tea, as a specialty. And, it's just kind of interesting to observe the changes in our lives. So I found that rather fascinating to find out that there actually is research being done. And, of course, the companies who sell these products want to know what's happening around the world as well as close to home. So what's your beverage going to be today? Until next time, here's a thought. A journey is best measured in friends rather than miles.